Can you refresh?
Blog Talk Radio.
Can you refresh it? Hello, hello, hello. Check, check, check.
What? And then log back in. Maybe that'll help me. Let me try that real quick.
Okay, okay. Can you hear me now? Yo, yo, yo.
Yes, I still can't hear you.
Shit.
I can't hear you. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Let me see something. Turtle speakers. This is some weird shit. Hold on. Hello.
Hey man, can you go to your settings on Google Hangouts?
Okay.
Okay. All right. We put your mouse on. You should see a little setting button. So click on that.
Oh yeah, it says speaker problem here. This thing. Speakers. What the hell? Why is it saying no speakers found?
Yeah, that's the thing. Cause mine's saying I can see you. Mine's working, but I can hear you and everything, man.
This is crazy. You know, there's no speakers connected to your computer without speakers. Why is there no speakers connected to my computer? I don't understand that.
Shit, I don't know that, fam.
That's weird. Hold on, let me see something. You try to click on a video or something like that. Let's see. What is going on with this shit today? Hold on. Let me see something. Trying to like play a random video to see if this
is a random video playing.
Let me see. I'm trying to. Yeah, my speakers is working fine. I don't know what it's saying.
I mean, I can hear you. I can hear you and everything on here.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, because my shit is a speaker problem. Hangouts doesn't detect speakers connected to your computer. Without speakers, you won't be able to participate. But I'm like, I don't understand what they're talking about. This shit is, everything is weird. Let me see something. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Maybe let me try, because I'm on Chrome, let me try Firefox. Maybe that could be it. I'm going to try Firefox.
Okay. Does it work in front? I think it works only in Chrome, though. I don't know if it works in Firefox. Yeah, I think it only works with Chrome, man. I can hear you and everything on this end. Well, I can't hear you no more. I don't know. Yeah, I can't hear you anymore on the show, but you just want to call in if that don't work. All right, well, just switch over to Chrome one more time and see, and if not, just call in. But let's see, go back over to Chrome real quick. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Nah, I still don't hear you. Maybe it's, shit, is it my camera? Let me try. Hold on. Let me try my other camera real quick. All
right.
Maybe something wrong with this camera. Hold on for a second.
Okay. Okay.
All right, I'm putting on my other camera.
I can hear you. All right, you can go. You coming in? I can hear you perfectly.
All right, let me see something. Yeah, I don't know what's up with this thing. It keeps saying that the speaker shit is not working.
But you can't hear me at all, can you?
Nah, I can't hear you at all.
Shit. All right.
It's crazy, you know.
Man, just call in, man. Fuck it.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Give me like 2 minutes. I gotta get my questions. Actually, I got my questions on my computer. So yeah, I'm gonna call in. I'm just calling the 515-605.
Yeah, just go ahead and call in, brother. All right, cool. All right, brother.
I'm calling.
All right, peace. I didn't bring you in, Lucario. Let me start the show. Shit. Oh, here we go.
All right, cool. All right, cool.
Yeah, I can hear you now on this, but yeah, I wonder what the fuck that was about. All right, let me see. How the fuck can I start the show? Hold on. What did I do? I can't even start my show. What the fuck?
Damn, everything going crazy.
Everything going. Hold on. Fuck. Hold on. Where is it at? Shit. Oh, I sent you. That's what I did. I sent you the link, so I got to. The fuck is it at? See, now I because I turned my shit. Hold on, man. Fuck. Let me see events. Let me leave events. All right, Google Hangout on there. Let me see here. Start Hangout on there. All right, here we go. Let me see if I can hit that button off air. Okay, it's loading me up. Yeah, that's odd, man, because I can hear you perfectly, man.
Right. That's crazy. Yeah, but I can't hear nothing. That shit kept saying no speaker. I'm like, well, I don't understand what that's coming in.
Oh, here we go. Let me start the broadcast. Here we go. Yeah, okay. Bam. Join right here.
Yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Lucario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So listen, I'm going to tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you. How you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right? So
what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction when you meet a woman. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Lucario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Lucario is the bad boy of the dating game. Badboymembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Lucario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? www.themanmindset.com. This is the Dating Hour show with myself and my boy, Miss Lucario. Unfortunately, we have a few technical difficulties where we can't see Miss Lucario, but we can hear Mr. Lucario. What's going on, man?
What up, bro? What's going on? What's popping?
How you feeling? You feeling better, man?
I'm chilling, yeah, man. You know, I was sick last week. You know, I'm just now getting over the cold. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm good. I'm good though.
How was your boot camp event?
Oh yeah, the seminar was off the hook. That shit was tight. You know, it was basically like a packed house in there. You know, it was a lot of people that came through. So shout out to everybody that came through. And it was tight. And I'm going to be putting up some clips within like by next week and everything, so you guys can see some of the seminar and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, then now that's what's up, man. 515-605-9373 is the number. Tell them about yourself real quick, Mr. Licario, before we read these emails.
Yeah, man. You guys, make sure you go to badboymembership.com so you can join the membership so you guys can get 45 through 90-minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month, and also go to MrLicario.com to get all of my books, DVD, and audio programs. You feel me? So that's what it is.
Absolutely, guys. And I just want to say what's up to the chat room and everything out there. But, guys, y'all want to call in. The number is 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1. We'd love to have you in. This is, for me, www.themanmindset.com. Just want to let you guys know tonight we're going to be talking about Terry Crews talking about masculinity being a cult. So we're going to be discussing that tonight at 7 p.m. East. Yeah, that cake motherfucker. Let's get to the E. I don't even want to get into that cake ass shit right here. But who goes? You want to go first or shall I?
Now you go first. You go first.
All right, guys. Let me go ahead and read the first email. Guys, we read three emails, and we would talk on it and also take phone calls. So if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373. I think we got – oh, wait. Let me see if we got a listener. Are you listening, sir, or do you have a question?
I have a question. Hey, Steve. I'm Mr. Lucario. I'm a fan of Bob Dylan, and I saw on Instagram a girl, very sexy girl, that was commenting on his show, and I would like to start a conversation with her. I'd like to know what's the best thing to say since we have a thing in common, which is Bob Dylan. So I'd like to start a conversation with her, but I'm not used to online conversation.
So you're saying that this other girl you know likes Bob Dylan, and so you want to start a conversation about that? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, both of us like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, so I mean, if you want, you can indirectly start the conversation by asking about Bob Dylan. If you know she likes that and you like that, then you can talk about that, and then you can segue into, you know, y'all two getting together and hanging out and making something happen. You know what I mean? You could do that.
Okay. But do you think I should say that she's sexy or something like that in the first message, or can I start indirectly?
No, this is what you do. You indirectly say, yo, I noticed you like Bob Dylan. You know, what's your favorite song, whatever. She'll respond to you. And then after that, that's when you get into getting her to meet up with you. Then when she meets up with you, you could talk all that sexy shit. You see what I'm saying? The point is to get her to meet you. You see
right.
what I mean? And to hang out with
okay.
you.
Yeah, but in 315, mm-hmm. it's very important that you do. Listen, Mr. Carr is absolutely right. Look, let me give you an example. I'll use Michael Jackson or some shit like that. Like, say I was in a Michael Jackson fan club, right? And the woman's in that fan club. I would do exactly what Mr. Lucario's saying. I say, well, you know, hey, you know, what's your favorite Michael Jackson song? You know what? What I love the most is Thriller but what you got to do is put a story behind it to make yourself a little more interesting. For me, it's like, you know what? Back in the day when I used to break dance, I used to love Thriller. I even had the Michael Jackson glitter glove. Don't judge me, motherfuckers. But I had the Michael Jackson glitter glove, and I can keep that going. But then we can start a conversation. And slowly but surely, because listen, 351, this is very important. Y'all got to understand this. The way you think, talk, text, and all that stuff has to be in sync. Because look, don't think of typing or sending text messages as different from talking to her face to face. It's no different at all. Don't make it different. Just keep with, like what Sakari said, talk about the Bob Dylan and find out what song she likes, but let her know why, if that song you like, why do you like that song? What is it about that song you like? And start it that way. Licario, what you got on that, fam?
Yeah, exactly. Because you're just using that, you know, the Bob Dylan thing to get that, the conversation going. And then, but the thing is, you don't want to just go back and forth with her for like a whole like hour talking about Bob Dylan. You see what I'm saying? The Bob Dylan thing.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
It's just the right. It's just the, like, you know, the intro. And then once you get that in, then you want to like try to set something up. You know what I'm saying? Because you're being so, like, let's say, for example, she's like, yeah, I like this song or that song. And you're like, yeah, that, you know, that sounds cool. You know, you seem real cool. You know, what are you doing this Friday? We should, like, get together and hang out, go to this, you know, this, I know this, this place over so-and-so, you know, and that's all you do. You're just segueing into the other parts to get her to actually come through to meet you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Just a little detail. I like older women, and this woman is a bit older than me. I'm 22. She's 39, I think, but I like older women. Do you think that might be a problem? Because every time I try to get older women, they say that I'm very young.
You're 5'1". If I talk, don't, you're worrying about stuff that has nothing to do with anything, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the bitch is 7 years old. Now, again, I don't want her to be 15 or 13, of course, because maybe she's legal. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter how old she is. If she talks about that you're younger, then you let her know what you just told us. I like older women. I find older women attractive. You let her know the reason why. So don't worry. Mm-hmm. Listen, you're outthinking this whole thing. You're trying. It's like a built-in excuse. You're like, she's older than me. Who gives a fuck? And guess what? Miss Licario, what's the weather like out there?
It's hot.
It's hot out there. It's lukewarm out here. So what's I mean, does it matter? 3-5-1. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I'll send her the message. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Send her that motherfucking message. All right, man. We'll throw you back in the queue, man. All right, man. 515-605-9373 is the number y'all want to chime in. But let me go ahead and read the very first email. The email is Steve. Long story short, I was out with some friends. I was very drunk. Guys, don't do that. It's liquid courage shit. I keep telling about that, Licario. I managed how to pull a decent woman. She was about an 8.5. I don't really remember much of the conversation. But we talked a little bit, and he said, wait a second, they were talking a little bit, and then for some reason they were talking, and she said that she has a very high sex drive, and then he thought it was definitely going to be a result of success, but somehow he was drunk, and he didn't get back with her. Now, my question is, I've now added her to Facebook. Should I message her? I'm thinking about these two things and which is better. Any suggestions, okay? Now, he's trying to do this in 2 days. Even is marking a day. And these are the two questions he's asking, Ms. Licario. What sort of trouble have you been causing since the other night? Or, so the bottom line, you're kind of impressed with me the other night, and I don't get impressed very often. Wait, the bottom line, you kind of impressed me the other night, and I don't get impressed very often. Keep up the good work. What you think? So this is, he's fuck. Shit.
I mean, you know, I feel like first of all, he needs to stop getting drunk and you know, being in them situations drunk. That's his first mistake, because he doesn't. If he was drunk, he probably doesn't know even what he did at that, you know, or remember what he said or did, which could have caused her to not be feeling him anyway, because he was on some goofy drunk stuff. You see what I'm saying? So if he's trying to hit her up on social media or holler at her, you know what I mean? It's like you don't even necessarily know what the situation is to even holler at her. You see what I'm saying? So the thing is, he's trying to come up with all these lines, but I would say to him, if he's trying to really holler at her, he needs to just come at her just, you know, on some, like, you know, normal, regular cordial type of shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
And try to set something up. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know what happened while he was drunk. So he might not even get at her, or he might not even get with her, because he probably did something stupid or said something stupid, or, you know, he was being kind of goofy, which is going to make her look at him like, okay, come on, that's, you know, you want some corny shit. So I would say he could still try to holler, but I would say, you know, just come at her straight up and be like, yo, listen, what's good, you know, good meeting you last night. What you doing, you know, tomorrow, whatever, and try to set something up instead of, you know, being on some cheesy, corny, like, pickup line type of shit. You see what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. The fact that one of my biggest problems right here is the fact that we always tell you guys, stop with that liquid courage shit. If you can't go up to a woman in your sober state, don't do it at all. The second thing is, you're absolutely right. The fact that you're sitting around here thinking about something to say or trying to say something clever, that's not clever. When you're sitting there, when you're sitting there, if you text a woman what sort of trouble you've been causing since the other night, now don't get me wrong, that's okay maybe later on down the line when she gets to know you, but you're to her, you're a fucking stranger, and she doesn't know anything about you. She's not going to tell you that kind of – that's a turnoff. And then the next thing is, so bottom line, you kind of impressed me the other night. Well, who the fuck are you? You know what I mean? I don't get very impressed very often. Keep up the good work. Well, if that was the case, then you would have been more – see, here's the thing, guys, real quick. When you say that second line, that shows that you're weak, because if you're that arrogant, you should be able to say that without saying it at all, based off of your behaviors and the things that you say. So I would tell this guy, charge her to the game, let her go, throw her back into the ocean, because she's too high of a level for you to even think about it. Because he's all about liquid courage. And now he's not drinking. Now he's back to reality and he doesn't know what to do. So, Ms. Lucario, in that scenario, I'd tell that guy, go ahead and charge that shit to the game and keep it moving, man. You got the floor, sir.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so let me get to this email real quick. So this one says, hey, Mr. Lucario, I'm a working musician, 27 years old, good-looking guy, playing out more. I run into a lot of attractive women choosing me and even sometimes approaching me after performances, which cuts out most of the hard work. I've watched a lot of your videos, and I've tried to apply your method and even made business cards. I understand it takes practice and time, but I still get slightly anxious and nervous when in the moment trying to flirt and close the deal with these broads. I've always been a shy person and feel like my social and conversation skills are lacking and want to break out of that because I know being shy keeps your dick dry. Any advice would be mounting moving because I know a lot of people suffer from the same issues. All right, so what's your thoughts on that, Steve?
First off, don't worry. I keep telling y'all, don't worry about what a lot of other people deal with. Worry about yourself, number one. And what you have can be changed and can be worked on. But like I say, I've never been in a situation like him. The closest I've been back in our day, they had a place called Dave and Buster's. When that first hit, that opened up in the 90s, late 90s, I think it was, or whatever, or early 2000s or whatever. I used to do karaoke a lot at Dave and Buster's and shit, you know, just to have fun. But women would come up to me, talk to me and all other stuff. You got to be prepared to talk to them, Ms. Lucario. You can't listen. I know you're nervous, but the only way to get over that feeling is to go face up what you're nervous about and fight. You got to attack. You can't run. You can't run from that nervousness, because if the women are coming up to you, they're trying to get at you. And remember, everything you do is giving her a sample of what it would be like to be in the bed with you. So if you're nervous and you're shy and you're all these things, you're going to be probably like this. I'm about to. I just can't. You know what I mean? She ain't going to want to mess with you. So we saying here, man, is look, boss the fuck up. Stop being nervous. What are you so nervous about? It's a fucking woman. That's it. She's a woman. A woman. Mr. Carter, what you got on that, man?
Now, real talk, like, you know, I think what a lot of dudes need to understand, and I think this, the problem is that their fear of interacting with women is a lot of times coming from their lack of the interactions that they're having. Because the more women you talk to, the more comfortable you get talking to them, and the more that you see that there's nothing to be afraid of. You see what I'm saying? Because you get so used to it, you get so comfortable doing it, you get so used to seeing chicks being receptive to you, and you get used to seeing feeling rejection. You get used to all of that stuff. So it becomes nothing. It becomes second nature. It becomes something that is just a normal everyday thing. It's the times where it's the most scary, or you feel that most fear, is when you're the type of guy who doesn't do it a lot and who's, you know, trying to sort of like feed his ego through the interaction. So you got to get out of that mindset of like trying to be this cool guy or trying to be this smooth dude, you know. But the thing is, you'll be that cool and smooth guy as a result of you putting in the work. So the thing is, you just got to put yourself out there, and then you actually will, you know, get that success, and that fear is going to subside the more you do it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like when people say they have stage fright, then when they get on the stage, it's not as scary because now they're on the stage, and it's like it's not as crazy as you thought it was going to be. So it's the same thing with dealing with women and approaching women and talking to women. It's just you have to put yourself out there. The more you do it, the easier it gets. The easier it gets, the more success you get, and that's how, you know, you make it go down from there. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, last night I was watching a show. It was on VH1 about Stevie J. I don't know what it was, like he has like some TV show, I relate to that. So when he went to this boutique with his daughter to look at couches or some shit like that, and he was in it with his daughter, and he saw this badass black chick. And he just like, excuse me, baby. And was it like smooth? We went right over there, started talking to her, hooked up the digits, and rolled. And they looked in the same store, looking around. And there was a chick on a couch playing a guitar. He went over there, sat by, said, "Let me show you how to play this guitar." Started talking to her, that's what I'm saying. There's no reason to be afraid. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain from that, Mr. Lucario. Nothing to lose. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Right. Exactly. That's what dudes got to understand. Is like everything is game. It's like, because the thing is, when you talk to the girl, even if you don't even get with her, right? The fact that you went and talked to her, you're gaining, you know, skills of communication. Because every time you talk into someone, that improves the communication skills. You see what I'm saying? So everything is still game. You got to look at it like that. So everything you're doing is just going to up everything else. You understand? So even if you don't get her, you got the communication skills practicing. If you do get her, you got the chick. You understand? If you make something happen, then, you know, things are going to go down. And then so you're gaining that too. So you got to look at it in that perspective. A lot of guys, they're so scared to do anything because they feel like they almost feel like they're losing something sometimes, I think, where it's like they feel like, oh, if this girl rejects me or she doesn't want to get with me, then it's taken away from me being like a cool guy or an interesting guy, or that means something is wrong with me or that, you know what I mean? And they get into that sort of mindset. So in order to not have a feeling, they just hesitate or don't do anything at all. And then so they rather just be in a little comfort zone and you know, and not do anything versus actually doing something and being able to, like, make something happen and to get success. So that's what dudes just got to push themselves and continue to push themselves so that they can start to see those results. You see what I mean?
No doubt. Guys, we got 30 more. We got 28 more minutes left in the show, guys. Y'all want to call in 515-605-9373. We will continue anything. It's kind of long, but he says, "Steve, what should I do with this girl?" He said, "I need some advice on this girl that I hooked up with over the weekend. I met her at a birthday party. She introduced herself, and then from that moment, we spoke the whole night, chatting and flirting. 3 hours went by. Jesus, you should be fucking about it. All right, well, 3 hours went by, and then she invited me back to her place. We spoke for about an hour. Okay, we had sex. There we go. We spoke for another 2 hours. Jesus Christ. The morning came, and we woke up around 9-ish, and we were laying around talking and messing around, watching TV and hanging out. Then I left around 5 p.m. I got a little, let's see, we got to the bit when we say goodbye at the store doorstep. We kissed for a long time, and I said I would text her soon, and she told me to text her when I got home. So I did, and our conversation went like this. I had a great time with you. We should do something soon. She said, yeah, I did too. Let me know when. He says, me. Sounds good. I think I left my tie at your place. I know the old trick, but honestly, I didn't mean to. I don't know what the fuck that means. She said, ha, 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 you did. On purpose? He said, ha, ha, you wish. It means that you have to see me again. She said, oh, such a shame. Day later, I texted her saying, me, I really like the tie. What are you doing tomorrow night? She said, sorry, I'm busy. How about, she said, how about next week? Then he says, okay, let me know how your day is going. All right. She said, all right. I just chilled you. And I don't even understand what the fuck this is, but he's saying, what should he do? Because she hasn't even replied back to me. He said, should I text? She's not replying back now. And she's all of a sudden busy. So should he text her or should he wait? So that's the question, Lucario.
Right. I mean, well, the thing is, it all depends on how long has it been since she's not replied? You see what I'm saying? Like, has it been a week or something already? Has it been just 24 hours? You know what I mean? So it all depends on, because a lot of dudes, they be getting all, like, like, impatient and shit. They be like, you know, they'll text a girl and they'll be like, oh my gosh, she didn't reply back and it told me, and it's only been like 3 hours and they're going crazy. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, you know, if you're trying to say, first of all, the thing I would say that he should have did too is that while he was on having a conversation with her when she was talking about, oh, I'm free next week, he should have set up the date for that next week. He should have been like, okay, cool, so let's do next week Saturday at this time. You feel what I'm saying? So that he could already had it set so she can confirm or agree to go out with him that time and that day. You know, see what I'm saying? It seemed like he just had it all up in the air, and it's just like, yeah, I'll get back to you or you get back to me or whatever, whatever. So there's nothing really concrete. You see what I mean? So that's one thing. But what I would say, too, is that, you know, if he sent her a text and she hasn't responded to him, you know what I'm saying, just wait like a few days and then just hit her back up. You know what I'm saying? And then see what's good and try to set that date once you hit her back up. So that's what I would say. I would just say, wait a few days and then hit her back up to set up something. Because if she's on that, oh, I'm busy, I don't know, blah, 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 you know, hit her up and give her that space and then you, hit her up later after that and then set something up. See, the problem is that it's hard to do this when you don't set or when you're not trying to set something up because now you don't really give her anything to respond to. You see what I'm saying? Which makes it the situation more difficult. Because if he said to her, hey, let's get together Saturday at 8 o'clock, and then she's like, oh, I'm not free that day, I'm not sure when I'm gonna be free, then you can say, okay, listen, holler back at me when you know your schedule and let me know when you're free. Now if that was the last text he would have sent her, right? Then if he didn't, you know, if he didn't hear back from her in 24 hours, he could wait a few more days and then hit her back and then try to see what's popping. But since everything is all up in the air, he never really set a date, then it's kind of like sort of awkward as to when you're calling her back or not because there's no reason as to why I'm hitting you back up for what. It's just to talk to you, it's like, you know, we ain't really nothing popping off. So I would say to him, since he sort of like kind of like made it all weird, just let a few days go by and then just hit her back up and then try to actually set the date. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Man, I don't have no thoughts right now, man. You hit everything on. You hit everything perfectly, dog. we got a phone call over. No, you were 1,000 on that. I just think that the guy, the bottom line is, I think he kind of, look, he got the ass, but he didn't know how to finish. You know what I mean? You got to know how to,
right.
You know what I mean? He started good. He got it, but he kind of fucked up on the back end. I think he was being too cakey or trying to be cute about shit. And then
she lost.
And all of a sudden she's busy and stuff. You know, he using the tie as a, you know, you mention the tie one time is fine, but the next day you bring the tie up again. What kind of cake ass shit is that? All
right,
man, we got a call. Erica. Area code 786, you're on. 515-605-9373 is the number. Call, press 1. 786, you're on with Mr. Lucario and Steve. What's going on? What's your name? What's your question?
You know, my name's Kenny and stuff like that. You know, how you doing, guys? You know, I've been for a while. Not much, not much. Well, pretty much my question is, like, I do security at a hotel on the beach and stuff like that, and I met this girl. She's from Atlanta, and I got her number. You know, everything's going good and stuff like that. But she left the next day, you know, to go back to work up in Atlanta. And funny thing is, I'm heading up there next month, and I wonder, we've been chit-chatting, I'm wondering, you know, should I go ahead and pursue her? Because I hit her up a few times, we spoke and stuff like that, but not like an everyday thing. And I wonder, once I get up there, should I hit her up or should I just, you know, keep it moving?
Wait, what happened? Wait, what did he say again? Like, I know he got a number. What happened again?
I got her number. We spoke and stuff like that. And, you know, we chit-chatted. You know, we talk on the phone every now and then. But I haven't really spoke to her, like, you know, over a few days now. And I'm heading up to Atlanta for my brother's birthday and stuff, and she lives up there. And I'm wondering, you know, I haven't spoke to her in a while. Should I hit her up or whatnot and stuff like that? Because she did tell me she got a man, but, you know, she's still hitting me up from time to time. I'm wondering, should I just go ahead and pursue her or just mess with the girl that I meet in Atlanta?
Man, you can see, at first I was about to say hit her up, but you just said she said she got a man.
Yeah. But so why? She still texts me and calls me and all that stuff.
I know, but see, she's doing that because she likes the attention, and you're giving her a whole bunch of attention. You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So of course, that's the thing. A lot of guys gotta realize. Guys think women are showing are interested just because they're texting you, calling you, hitting you up. That's attention. They'll use you for that. Just like how you might have a girl that. You just smash. You might have a girl that you know you hang out with. You want to go and take her out on dates, and then you have a girl who you might just have as a friend or whatever. Just like you put girls in different categories, women put you in different categories. So she's going to use you as the guy she's using for attention. You see what I'm saying? And the reason why I'm saying don't really take girls who have boyfriends too seriously is because. The boyfriend is always an out. So even if she's flirting with you or even if it seems like she's interested, she could always say, if you try to make a move, she could always say, oh, I thought we were just friends. Remember, I have a boyfriend. You feel what I'm saying? And so that you got to look out for. You know what I mean? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
786, here's a few problems. First off, you took her number. I don't like that, but that's already going to buy. This is your biggest problem. This is your problem with a lot of you guys. Okay, wait, now answer the question. When did you get her number? When did you get her number, big dog?
I got her number last week.
Okay, you got her number last week. And when are you going to Atlanta?
I'm going to Atlanta in about next week, actually.
Okay, so And how many days has it been since you talked to her? What, 5 days?
It's been about 3 days.
Okay, do you have a barbecue?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know the secret about barbecuing is before you put the steak on the grill, you marinate it the night before, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But where you and it's not you, it's a lot of you guys. The thing that I want you to do is you. This is why I'm hugging you right now, dog. Why? No homo, of course. But what I'm doing, the reason I'm doing is because you guys don't know how to set pussy up in different area codes. You got to marinate that pussy over the phone where you're already talking about sex before you even get there. See, you want to get in touch with her. You want to get in touch with her next week or when you go out there. You can do that, but nothing's going to happen because you didn't even marinate it. You're not even talking to her. What my question to you is, why haven't you been talking to her? Why not?
I got hit up a few times. We spoke, you know, about like eating her pussy and all the other shit and stuff like that. Like, we had a conversation like that, you know, but it's so kind of hard, like, to do something when you're all the way in another area code.
Stop, young man. That's an excuse. Listen to me. See, that's what – see, y'all, this is why y'all need Lucario in the man mindset. Just because y'all texting that, listen, you can. There's this weird thing about these phones now. You won't believe this, but they got these things called video cameras, or they have apps like Skype and things like that, or Facebook Messenger, where you'll be shocked. You can call somebody on video and see them one-on-one. So 786, let me ask you this. You say you all talking about eating pussy and all that other stuff. Then why hasn't she sent you nude photos? Why hasn't she masturbated over video for you? Can you tell me that, please?
Nah, she has something in it. That, I mean, she sent me a couple of videos of her and her bikinis and shit like that, but nothing like straight nudity.
Because you – okay, stop. I'm sorry, Ms. Gard. 76. You want to know why? Because you're not assertive. Why are you playing defense? All I've been hearing is she did this. She did that. She did this. She hit me up. When are you going to grab the reins and be the man and run the relationship and tell her what the fuck she should be doing instead of waiting for life to happen to you, young man?
I got you. Matter of fact, I'll do that as soon as I get off the phone.
Well, here's the problem.
I've been listening to you guys.
All right, well, hold on. Lakari, what do you got on that? Because I got something else to say. But, Mr. Carr, what do you have on that, sir?
Man, I mean, I personally don't like fucking with chicks with boyfriends because usually they're attention whores. But if she, you know, she's, if she, and this is kind of like why I agree with Steve where he's saying you got to actually, you know, be the one orchestrating a lot, you know, or at least pushing the envelope, because the thing is you still want to be the one making some moves so that you can see how receptive she actually is to making something happen. So if you actually trying to go out there and mess with her or whatever, you have to, you know, set something up. You have to tell her what you want to do. You have to tell her what's going to pop off when you get there, that type of shit. You see what I'm saying? To see if she's going to be receptive to what you're saying and what you're doing.
Here's the problem, Mr. Carter. Here's his problem, all right? And I'm going to use you as an example. Now, 786, I want you to hear this, okay? She was down like four flats with you, okay? But always remember, when you don't do, somebody else will, okay? Now, it's odd. She has stopped. She's not calling you anymore, is she, 786?
Nah, we haven't spoken like over like 3 days.
Right, and let me tell you why. This is what I've been stressing to you guys. Everything you do is an example or a sample of how you're going to be in bed with her. Okay, and the fact that just because y'all talked about eating pussy and all that stuff, that's cool. That y'all should be doing that anyway. But here's the thing: the problem is the reason she's not calling you back is because she feels that you don't know what you're doing in the bedroom, because if you did, you already had this thing set up. And let me give you an example, because if Mr. Lucario was talking to this woman, not only would he got the pussy pictures and talking pussy, she would have been sending him videos, and then she would have been like, when are you coming to see me? When are you coming down here? You want to know why? Mm-hmm. Because he is very assertive. And the fact that you're not assertive, it was a turnoff. Now, look, she liked you. She wanted to fuck you, and that's the thing that y'all guys understand. When a woman meets you, 9 times out of 10, she's like, you know what? I wonder how that'd be if I had his dick on my forehead. But what happens is they'll say, I'm going to let him talk himself out of the pussy, meaning I'm going to let himself do some boring Bob things to show me that being in bed with you is not going to be an adventure. It's going to be boring. It's going to be just dry, boring, like dry humping. So I'd rather just go ahead and cut bait and find somebody else. You had the opportunity when it came, but every day you didn't do something, give yourself a negative 20 and see how high you got to dig yourself out of that hole that you put yourself in. Mr. Lucario?
Yeah, man. You know, It's crazy because, like you said, where you were saying that she would be the one saying, you know, when are you going to come see me? When are you going to come? That's the height of when you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She is
yes.
Really, really trying to make something happen.
Yes.
You know, so that's what it is, man.
Yeah. And yeah, so 786,
all right, cool.
You can try. Listen, you can try to fix this, But you have already set this foundation of what you are based off of your behaviors. In her eyes, you're weak. Now, we're not calling you weak. I'm just saying in her eyes, she sees you as not assertive, aggressive leader that when if you were in Atlanta, you would be in her eyes, you would be like, well, is it OK if I could touch your hand? Can I kiss you now? Is it OK? And if Lucario was over there, he'd be like, get your ass over the table and throw the shit and put her ass over there. Shut your ass.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that when she stops calling you, you have lost her interest as far as sexual attraction, young man. Now, you can try, but it's going to be a high climb now that she realizes that you had the pussy on a platter. She offered it to you, but you didn't take the opportunity when you had it, okay?
All right, cool. I appreciate it, fellas.
All right, man, next time, don't boss the fuck up, man. Next time, stay on that. I'm not saying be thirsty and bug her all the time, but if she's throwing it at you, you got to take the reins and start to lead her where you want to go, okay, young man?
All right, cool. Appreciate it, guys. I appreciate it. I know, no doubt. Guys, but Steve, man, you kill me, man, when you just be straight blood raw. Hey, Lucario there, flicking smooth.
Yeah, I need you to be raw, because when you in a bedroom, really, you should be raw as fuck. If you don't be quiet, you just take your dick and start smacking in the face. If you don't be quiet, I'm going to not give you this dick. You know, you gotta be raw with you, you know what I mean? In a sexual fun way, of course. But yeah, man. Come on, man. We got you, though, 786. All right, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, respect, fam. 515-605-9373 is the number. Ms. Lucario, you're up, sir. Is it you up or am I up?
It's me. I got. Yeah, so this one's okay. real short. This says, I met a girl a couple of weeks ago who was everything I wanted, but I screwed it up. Looks, personality, and lifestyle, she's a perfect 10. Now she wants nothing to do with me. I feel very sad. Other women don't compare. How do you deal with losing a unicorn? All right, Steve, what's your thoughts on this?
Wait. Say that in the first sentence. He said he met her a few weeks ago?
Yeah, he said he met the girl a couple of weeks ago, and she's right. Everything he ever wanted.
That's the problem. That's
right.
The problem. See, guys, when you don't really get women and you meet a woman and she gives you a little bit of attention, you think you've won the lottery. You think, oh, my God, you know, you do that Toyota jump and freeze in the air and shit because you think, wow, I got a woman now and she's the best thing ever because she calls me and she talks to me and no women ever do that. So what happens is you get caught up in that. And this is the thing that we always try to tell you guys. Listen, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, you still are sharpening your knife to go slay the Minotaur. What the fuck you mean 2 weeks? You're everything I need. No. You're not everything I need in one because I'm still vetting you. Why? Because I know when I meet you, I'm not meeting the real you. I'm meeting this fake-ass person that's duped up in makeup and hair and all that other bullshit and then trying to – No. I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe type bullshit, and that's what he did. See, the thing is, Mr. Cario – he has no sense of self. And the fact that he has no sense of self, that means anything that comes his way that gives him a little bit of attention, he's going to fall in love with. And that's the problem. I think he's caught up in this woman. And you know why she's gone? The reason she's gone is because of you. You are so thirsty, needy, insecure, don't even know who the fuck you are. Women don't want weakness, Ms. Lucario. What you got on that, man?
Right, nah, real talk, because it's like a lot of these dudes, what happens is that they don't have a lot of experience with women, and so they already have this, like, you know, perfect woman image in their head anyway, which is already the mistake, you feel what I mean? So what happens is that they meet this chick who is probably, like, you know, hotter than a chick that they're usually used to getting. And she's giving him a little bit of cooperation, so he starts to, like, fall in love. He's like, oh, my God, she's so great, she's so perfect, and all this other stuff. And then, like you said, he starts to sweat her and be all thirsty, and then that within itself makes him lose the chick. You understand? So it's like, it's one of those things where his infatuation with her is the thing that usually makes him lose her, because now she's feeling that energy of him putting her on a pedestal. And the thing is, guys don't understand, women want to chase you. Women want to be sort of after you. They want to be, they want to look at you as, damn, this guy is the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what they say, you are the prize? That's how
yes.
the women want to see you as the prize. So, but if you're flipping it where you're looking at her as the prize, she don't want a dude who looks at her as the prize. She wants to look at the guy as the prize. You see what I'm saying? So the thing is, if you're not the type of dude who understands that, you're going to be dealing with chicks looking at them as the prize, and they're not going to want to fuck with you. You see what I mean? Because the chick is always looking for you as the guy, as her upgrade. You see what I'm saying? That's what the chick is looking at. She's looking at you to improve her life. You see what I'm saying? By whatever it means, that means it means different things to different chicks. But the thing is that she's looking for you to be that upgrade for her. So the thing is, if you sweat her, you're looking at her as she's the upgrade for you. And she's like, what the fuck am I going to be with a guy who's looking at me like that? You feel what I'm saying? So you got to understand that dynamic when it comes to the game. But yeah, that's what I think about that shit. You know?
No doubt. You shit up. All right, let me read this one. How should he respond when a girl excuse me, tells me I'm arrogant? He said, I saw this girl. We kissed close up both times, and she's interesting. So he sent her a message. He said, she said she texts him and that she says that she's not ready to date yet and some bullshit. So him the next day, he said, I know you like me. You were disappointed because you didn't see me tonight. That's what he said back to her. And then she says to him, you can't be that arrogant. And then he wants to know, what should I say next or text to her next?
Wait, so hold on. Let me get this.
So she's calling him. She's calling him arrogant. She's okay. He's acting arrogant. She's calling him arrogant. And when she says you can't be that arrogant, so he doesn't know what to say next, because now she's challenging. It seems like she's challenging him on this arrogance.
Right.
Is he real or is he fake? You can tell he's
right,
fake, but
right,
he doesn't know what to do next. What you got on, Ms. Cario?
Right. See, this is what I hate. This is the part that I hate, because, see, it's one of them things where it's hard for you to make a next move when your previous move was nonsense. You see what I'm saying? Because now it's like if I'm acting like I'm gangster, and then you try to test me. And you know, see if I'm really gangster. But since I'm not really gangster, it's going to be hard for me to show that I'm gangster now, because I wasn't in the first place. You see what I'm saying? Because I was fronting like I was. You see what I mean? So now it's like I'm going to lose at the end of the day. You see what I'm saying? So now he's thinking, damn, what do I say? What do I do? And now he's in that position because he started to act like or portray or, you know, put that energy out like he is this arrogant, you know, cool motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? So what I would say to him is, you know, at this point, I would say to him, you know, you just got to you always just need to fall back on being authentic. You feel what I'm saying? Or what I would say to him, he could be like, yo, fuck all that arrogant shit. Yo, what you doing tomorrow? Let's get together. Let's start talking about something that we can do. You know what I mean? Something like that. So you could sort of segue out of the bullshit to get to some real shit. You see what
yeah,
I mean?
Well, Mr. Cario, you're right, but that's my, you just made my point. You see,
right.
You are, look, you don't try to be arrogant, you embody arrogance. You
exactly.
just made my point. What you just said is what he should, see, that's what we try to tell you guys. When you wear a mask, and you try to portray you're being a man and all this other stuff, and you get your foot to the fire, and she calls you on your quote-unquote arrogance, what do you text next? You're right, Miss. Say that one more time, Mr. Carl. What would you say to that bitch? I didn't mean to say bitch, but I get around Ms. Lucario, get me all excited. Shit. What did you say to her, man?
Nah, you just be like, yo, fuck all that arrogant shit, yo, let's get something popping. Like, that's it. Like, just, and you see how the energy is just on some offensive shit. You ain't got to be doing all the extra stuff. See, that's the, you know what it is? You know what it is? This is really what it is. A lot of these dudes, chicks like them in the first place. So they feel like they need to, like, put on a show. It's like they need to lie. It's like they need to be some other type of nigga. And so then they do that, and then the chick call them on it, and now they're like, oh, my God, I don't know what to do next. And it's like, you don't know what to do next because you didn't know what you was doing in the first place. All you
didn't know
to do was be real.
you don't know what to do next, and you don't know what to do first. So,
absolutely.
Hey, dog, he is 1,000% right. And this is why we tell you, don't try to fake that shit, because sometimes – these women going to call you out on the shit that you do. And the fact, what if she was in front of you and you said that she called you arrogant? You would just sit there looking at her like dumbfounded. Again, you got to learn how to be a man. Don't stop watching all these silly ass YouTube videos and all these people out there that don't know what the fuck they talking about. And then you take all that shit and you think that's going to work with a woman. Hey, guess what? Maybe it will work, but you still don't know what to do when you get in the game. And he got in the game. I wish a motherfucker would task me if I can't be so arrogant. Because you know what? I'm born arrogant. You can't hear. Wait a second. Hold on. Hey. I'd be like, baby, you hear that? I say, baby, you hear that noise? She'd be like, no. Wait. Hold on. Let me see. I'd be like, baby, you hear that noise? She's like, no. What's that noise? I said, baby, listen. You can't hear that? Listen, baby. That's the shit I'm talking about. How you should feel about yourself, man. You should. The arrogance comes out from the inside, guys. The arrogance is not in your money and your cars and your clothes and some smooth-ass shit you learned on YouTube or somebody to say. The arrogance comes from what you know what to do next. You already have everything set up 5 moves ahead. You already know what's going to happen. All you got to do is guide her to it. That's the arrogance that you have. But anyway, we have, I guess we got one more thing from Lucario since we started late. And then we'll wrap things up. But Lucario, we got one more email from you. If y'all want to call in, call in now, because we're going to be wrapping this up shortly. So go ahead, Ms. Lucario. Get the last one, and we're going to roll on, man.
Right. So this one is real short, too. It's like a sentence. This dude says, how do I talk to a girl that I've worked with for the past year but have never really actually talked to? So that's his question.
Oh, gosh. all right, guys, I stress this to you guys. Oh, my God, just shoot me in the back of my medulla. I tell you guys this all the time. Stop trying to fuck the women at your job. But if you want to, Uncle Dean is going to tell you how to do it. See, this is y'all's problem. The problem is that the springtime is, I guess, here. Summer's right around the corner. And they're going to be pool parties, get-togethers, beach parties, picnics, and everything that, guess what? All these women that you want to sleep with at your job, they're going to be going to. Why? Because, guess what? Birds of a feather flock together. And what I'm saying is get cool with these women. If you want to sleep with her, which I'm telling you I don't want you to do, but I'm just giving you a solution, what I would do is this. I'm not going to sleep. Like, if I see a girl named, like, Karen, I'm like, all right, I want to smash Karen. But you know what? I want the bitch to come to me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get cool with Karen, but I'm not going to be thirsty and all that other stuff. But I'm going to get so cool with her that she be like, what you doing this weekend? Nothing. What's going on? Well, we got a pool party with me and my girlfriends, yada, yada. I say, okay, then I'm going to send Mr. Lucario the ass and titty signal. Be like, Lucario, we got to play. It's going to be the bitches there. So I bring Lucario. And me and Lucario, Macario and I, King's English, we start to mess with our friends. I nail one of her friends. Her friends are going to talk you up when you know what you're doing in the bedroom. And then she's going to wonder why. Well, she'll be like, well, I look better than her. Why isn't he messing with me? What's wrong with me? And then all of a sudden, then she's going to want to do everything to get in your view based off of what you did with her friends. Lucario, what you got on that, man?
Yeah, nah, that's that advanced level game right there. That a lot of cats ain't really, they're not really ready for all that. You know what I'm saying? But just as far as like the work stuff, man. Like, you know, because I even say the same thing where it's like, you know, don't worry too much about the chicks at your job, because you know you don't want to lose your job just in case something go, you know, pop off or whatever. But even in my book, How to Have Sex with Women Today, I have a whole chapter about how to do it correctly so that you don't really mess up your situation. You know what I mean? But the thing is, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you got to make sure that when you're dealing with chicks that you work with, you know what I mean, that you are, you know, you're doing it in a way where it's not going to jeopardize your situation at work, because you got to figure out, okay, I always say to the guys, you got to ask yourself, how much do you like your job? You know what I mean? And then make the decision after that, because you don't want to make that, you know, make anything go down. But also, too, what I would say with when it comes to dealing with chicks at your job, because I've dealt with chicks that I worked with, and the thing that's worked a lot for me is when the girl is basically coming on to you more, like she's choosing you heavy versus you trying to really go after her. So kind of like what you were saying, where she'll be thinking about you, wondering about you based off of the other women that you're sort of talking to, whatever, is better in that sense to get her to come at you versus you sort of trying to come at her in that situation, because you want her interest level to be extremely high when you're dealing with a chick, if you're dealing with a girl that you work with. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's what I was saying about that.
But the last thing I want to say, here's a million dollar question, Carl. And that's the honest circle. I would tell him to leave for a long period, because guess what? You already showed us that you have placed her above yourself.
Right,
and
right.
Place her above yourself means everything that you're going to do from this point is going to look like you're needy and thirsty. Because if you say it's been a year, right, Mr. Carl? Has it been a year?
Right, right, right. Oh,
So technically, you are 364 days about what? I'm trying to do the weeks, hours. You off big time. Why? Because, we're stressing this because we don't want you to lose your job or anything like that. But a woman can tell when you want to get at her, number one. Ooh. But here's his next problem, Mr. Lucario. That see, when help. Let me give you an example. I'm gonna use Mr. Lucario real quick in this example. The thing that helps myself and the guys like Mr. Lucario, if we were in an office, okay, we would have this thing that he doesn't have, Mr. Lucario, and that's a reputation. See, a lot of people
right.
think reputations are bad. But let's say Lucario and I were working in an office and this new chick is at the job a year ago. You know she's going to get with the other women and get the lay of the land. And what are the first thing going to say? You got to watch out for that motherfucker over there that be like, yo, what's up? I'm the bad boy of the game. He always walking by that way. You got to
right.
watch out for him. You got to watch out for that little short motherfucker over there. Why? Because they're nothing but little whores and sluts. All they do is sleep around with women and they're womenizers and they're assholes and they're jerks and they're da 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 da. And she's like, oh, okay. Now for him, he doesn't have a reputation. He's just regular old Joe Bob. Hey, how you doing, Gloria? How you doing? How was your day? There's donuts in the coffee room. Okay, I'll see you on Friday. But you know, he's kind. He sounds like he's that kind of guy where he
right.
sees the chick,
right.
and he's like, oh, well, hey, how you doing? Oh, my God, I wish I could talk. You know, all that bullshit. Listen, he's not going to get her, and even if he tried to get her, he would be like the guy before. What do you think he's going to do, Mr. Lucario, if she was going to throw that pussy at him? Oh,
right,
oh,
right.
Oh, I love it. So, like I say, don't talk to the women at the job, but I'm just saying, man, this is not just women at work. This is women, period. If you don't have a reputation in these women's eyes of being an asshole and a jerk, you're not going to get anywhere. She's going to want
right.
you to be her best friend, but that's about it. But what you got on that, Mr. Lucario, to wrap this all
right.
up, man?
Nah, real talk, man. I think a lot of guys be thinking that they shouldn't let it be known, or if they want to, you know, hide the fact that they actually make shit happen with women. And I'm like, that only helps you. Women want men who other women want, period. So it just is what it is. So I always say these guys need to just let it be known. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. All right. Well, let's wrap this up, Carl. Tell them how to get to you and all this other stuff, brother.
All right. So, guys, make sure you go to badboymembership.com to join the Bad Boy membership, where you get 45 to 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. And also, I'm dropping the Truth About the Game seminar on the Bad Boy membership in May, so that you can, you know, you guys can check it out there. Also, hit me up at MrLucario.com, and also hit me up on Instagram at RealMrLucario. Right.
Yeah, and guys, tonight at 7 o'clock p.m., that's 7 o'clock p.m. East, we're going to be discussing Terry Crews' comment that he said about masculinity being a cult. So that is going to be our show tonight. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Go to themanmindset.com. Also, if you're a gamer, we're starting something new, Dating Help for Gamers, where we got a new Twitch site where I'm playing games and talking live on the radio to you guys. So just go to Man Mindset Gaming, or just go to the website, click on the link, and it will take you to my Twitch page, which I play every damn near every day, except today because I'm talking with Lucario. But we play every day. I'm on that motherfucker every day, and we'll open up the lines, and we'll talk on that thing. But anyway, guys, we want to thank you all for joining us today. We started a little bit late, but had a few technical difficulties. But we will be back next Tuesday and everything like that. Ms. Lucario, you got anything to say before we roll, fam?
Nah, we out. Peace. We gone.
All right. All right, y'all be good, man. Peace out, brothers.